Abbott began by confronting the brutal facts. By 1964, Abbott had lost the opportunity to become the best pharmaceutical company. While Abbott had drowsily lumbered along in the 1940s and 1950s, living off its cash cow, erythromycin, companies like Merck had built research engines that rivaled Harvard and Berkeley. By 1964, George Kane and his Abbott team realized that Merck and others had such a huge research lead that trying to be the best pharmaceutical company would be like a high school football team trying to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Even though Abbott's entire history lay in pharmaceuticals, becoming the best pharmaceutical company was no longer a viable option. So, guided by a level 5 leader and tapping into the faith side of the Stockdale paradox, there must be a way for us to prevail as a great company, and we will find it, the Abbott team sought to understand what it could be the best at. Around 1967, a key insight emerged. We've lost the chance to be the best pharmaceutical company, but we have an opportunity to excel at creating products that contribute to cost-effective health care. Abbott had experimented with hospital nutritional products, designed to help patients quickly regain their strength after surgery, and diagnostic devices. One of the primary ways to reduce healthcare costs is through proper diagnosis. Abbott eventually became the number one company in both of these arenas, which moved it far down the path of becoming the best company in the world at creating products that make healthcare more cost-effective. Upjohn never confronted the same brutal reality and continued to live with the delusion that it could beat Merck. Later, when it fell even further behind the pharmaceutical leaders, it diversified into arenas where it definitely could not be the best in the world, such as plastics and chemicals. As Upjohn fell even further behind, it returned to a focus on ethical drugs. It never confronted the fact that it was just too small to win in the big-stakes pharmaceutical game. Despite consistently spending nearly twice the percentage of sales on R&D as Abbott, Upjohn saw its profits dwindle to less than half those of Abbott before being acquired in 1995.